We're just 1 week from the ATA World Championships. Let's get going.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, my name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 20. Super excited to be here today. We are less than a week from the 2021 ATA World Championships, and I cannot wait. I have not gone this long without a World Championships in decades. This is super exciting. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be an amazing time. I cannot wait. And this episode is going to get you pumped for the ATA World Championships. We have a special interview today with Senior Master and Master Pavlik. They are part of the ATA Nation broadcast team, bringing you some really awesome live video from World Championships this year. But before that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the awards that are going to be given out. These have been announced online over the last couple of weeks, and I just want to, you know, kind of bring these up and let you know about them if you haven't seen them. It's my understanding that these are all going to be given out live at the ATA World Championships opening ceremonies. I was told today that the opening ceremonies will be broadcast live on the internet. Facebook Live is, I believe, the platform that's going to be done on. And we're going to make sure that you guys have all the info about that as well. Okay, so super excited. I'm going to be there live. Many of you guys will be there live, but a couple of you guys won't be in Arizona this year, and we'll miss you. Okay? I am truly going to miss you. But we want you to be part of the event through the magic of social media. You'll be able to tune in, and watch some of the events like opening ceremonies, which will take place on, let me double check, make sure I got the exact right time for you guys, 7 p.m. That is whatever time zone, Central Time, from my understanding, on Friday, July 30th. Okay, so Phoenix time, whatever Phoenix time is. I don't know. That's a great question. But that will be live on Facebook as well. But let's go over some of these awards that are going to be given out. So for the School of the Year, there were 5 nominated schools. Senior Master Schaefer, Master Berkey, Senior Master Phylis, Senior Master Boyer, and Master Pavlik. These 5 individuals were nominated as School of the Year, and we are going to get to hear which one of them will be the winners of that award for this year. I love how they did this year with the nominees all being listed online, and then we're able to kind of encourage them and congratulate all the nominees, and then we'll get to find out that night. Super cool how they did these awards this year. I'm loving it. And they added a couple new ones, like the RTTL of the Year. The RTTL is the Regional Tournament Team Leader. This is the individual or individuals who help run all of our regional events and the district and national events they assist in as well. There were, again, 5 nominees for RTTL of the Year. Senior Master Derek, Senior Master Hornbuckle, Master Giles, Master Rosa, and Master Nominee Jung. All were nominees for RTTL of the Year. This is a new award. I think that is a great award. I was an RTTL for many years. It was a great job, but it is hard. There's a lot of work that goes into that. Okay? Let me stop here and say, if I pronounce one of these nominees' names wrong, I apologize. Okay. You know, I'm doing my best. Another new award this year is the Data Entry Award. Now, this may seem kind of silly or just seem like something like, what is that? Well, these people are the ones that are in charge of making sure that all of the data from all the packets at all of our regional tournaments gets put into the system properly and sent to ATA headquarters. These people do so much work. And if you haven't sat at one of these computers and done some of this data entry work, you don't know how tedious and how long of a day it can be, or days it can be, to do this. We have nominees. Oh man, I apologize. I'm going to mess these up. Master Arjden, I'm going to go with that. Mr. Bilyeu. Miss Marianne Hill, she's from my region. I'm pulling for Mrs. Hill there. And then Master Nominee Rieselback. I hope I said that right. Okay. Again, congratulations to these nominees. Well deserved. I know that job is not easy. I've sat there at that computer and entered data before, and it's a lot of work, and a little stressful. Now, there is a plethora of nominees for the 2021 Instructor of the Year. Super cool to see these individuals. I know a lot of you guys have met these individuals or seen them before, been maybe lucky enough to be in a class with them. Again, apologize if I mess up your names. You can see me at World Championships and correct me. Or even better, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to correct me on the pronunciation of these wonderful individuals, just text me a voice recording of how it's supposed to be said at 260-250-3975. And that'll also sign you up for the Insiders Group. So you can correct me and become one of our insiders, which is, you know, super cool. So again, send me that text at 260-250-3975. Hoping to do some cool things with the insiders at World Championships, but you got to be an insider to see what it's all about. Instructor of the Year nominees, Master Bentley, who has been on the podcast before, Miss Cochner, Mr. Cox, who has also been on the podcast before, Senior Master Kaminsky, who's been on the podcast before. Hey, it sounds like if you want to be an Instructor of the Year, you should be on this podcast. Next, Senior Master Chung Su Ko, Master Overby, Master Rosa, again, been on the show. Must mean there's something to it. Chief Master Skiles, Senior Master Sister, and Master Tavani. Congratulations on your guys' nominations as Instructor of the Year. What an amazing accomplishment. That is super cool. And I know you all have worked really hard. Great instructors out there. Another new, many of these are new categories, as I mentioned before, Judge of the Year. These individuals have been nominated as being just amazing judges at the events out there over the last year or so. I know some of these were regular judges on the virtual tournament circuit as well, and we really appreciate their efforts for that. Senior Master Bayer, Senior Master Gehring, Senior Master Beauchamp, Master Bentley, and Master Nominee Lindberg. Congratulations on being nominated as Judge of the Year. That is a huge congratulations. Most Competitive School and Club. So this, again, is a new one, and this was calculated by like adding together students who competed at regional tournaments, students competed at nationals, worlds, state titles, district titles, world titles, team competitions, team titles, all and judges at tournaments. So it's not only that these people are have schools that are competitive, but they're really supporting the tournament circuit. Most competitive school nominations were Chief Master Church and Master Church, Master Grayson, Master Pavlik and Senior Master Pavlik, Chief Master Stevens and Master Tony Rosa, and Chief Master Sister and Senior Master Sister as well. Congratulations for those schools for most competitive, and super great that they're also having a category for 2021 most competitive clubs. Master Bilyeu and Mr. Bilyeu, congratulations. Senior Master Nelson, Master Park, Mr. Jason Schaefer, and Master Wellems is are all nominees for that award. Super cool as well for those guys. And then last but certainly not least, this is one that is a staple of the ATA. Hall of Fame has been something that they've done for years and years. These are the nominees for the 2021 ATA Hall of Fame. We've got Chief Master Thor, Chief Master Sister, Chief Master Skiles, Chief Master Wegman, and Chief Master Stevens. All very deserving. Congratulations on being nominated. I can't wait till the World Championships opening ceremonies Friday, July 30th at 7 p.m. to see who wins those awards. It's going to be great. Let's head over to our special guest interview.
Special guest interview.
Welcome, ATA Nation. We have with us a great duo, Master and Senior Master Pavlik. How are you both doing today?
Hello, sir. We're doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Mrs. Master Pavlik, everything going well over there?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
This is my first dual interview, so we'll see see how I do with the double interview. But I'm sure
we're
as
pretty laid back, sir. It's okay.
There we go. No one yell at me if you don't get enough airtime. So you guys were part of the team at Spring Nationals that were doing these live broadcasts online for ATA, and they were really cool. You guys did like a pregame show and stuff. So kind of tell us what that experience was like. What were you guys trying to do there at Nationals?
Well, you know, sir, we kind of realized that, you know, because of when Spring Nationals happening this year, that not everybody that would normally attend that event would be able to attend. And in our region here, in Region 117, for the last few years, we've been doing videos the week before one of our regional tournaments that kind of like prepped everybody for the team sparring competition. We would announce who got the byes and, you know, who would be sparring in the first rounds in each division. And so getting ready for Spring Nationals this year, we took to Master Stevens and we thought it would be a great idea to try that for this year and get everybody kind of pumped up and hyped about the upcoming competitions. And we ended up, you know, doing it with Master Isaacs and Master Rosa. And it ended up being really fun. First of all, it was awesome. We had a blast doing it. And it was really, really well received. We had a ton of views on Facebook. And, you know, for us, we kind of, just because of the time constraints, we kind of put it together last minute, but it ended up being really great.
Yeah, we not only did you guys kind of do this pre-show game and stuff, but then even throughout the event, there were kind of live updates ringside from different events, interviews with different people. You guys were kind of just the roaming mobile studio.
Yeah, yes, sir. So Master Rosa walked around and tried to get some highlights of you know, not only just the super competitive divisions, but we were trying to get a little bit of everything, you know, some color belts, some black belts. I think we got a couple of ATA Tigers on camera during the day. And it was awesome. It was a great way. Again, it was a great way to highlight some of the events for the people that were not able to be there.
Yes, for sure. Now, Senior Master Pavlik, I saw an announcement from ATA headquarters that this is coming back, the ATA Nation Network. Can you give us a little information about how this is going to go at World Championships this year?
Sure. One of the things that we said, you know, we really wanted to bring kind of some excitement to Nationals because we knew that there was a lot of people that wouldn't be able to be there. And because of how well received it was, it kind of took on a life of its own, which is really cool from our standpoint. So what we're going to do is, I think one of the misconceptions about Worlds is, or one of the things that we have trouble kind of explaining to people that have never been there, is it's really two events at one time.
Yes, ma'am.
You have the end of the year, then you have the beginning of the year. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people that have not been there before don't get a chance to experience what that's like. So we're going to do our pregame before anything starts, kind of talk a lot about the Tournament of Champions, and then our halftime show, we'll go back and discuss some of that, but also talk about what's coming up for the next season, or, you know, the start, well, normally is the start of the next season, but for the competition, yeah, but for the start, you know, the competition that's starting
at World Championships, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And then at the end, we'll go back and kind of recap it all, and hopefully that same excitement carries through, and people that can't be there or have never been there, it will give them a really good idea of what World Championships is all about.
I love that. That's super cool. You know, I mean, in today's technology age and now, you know, after a year of Zoom and all kinds of things, it's super cool to see us in the ATA getting to use some of these tools to show all of ATA Nation these events. And I think this year is going to be especially cool because those people who aren't going to be able to make it to World Championships not only will get to see these events and stuff, but they'll get to see this new location as well, you know, which is also super cool.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to the whole experience. And I think the ATA Nation Network can just help everybody feel included and involved and like they're part of the action.
Yes, ma'am. Are you, will there be set times that ATA will be announcing for these pregame, halftime, and recaps? Or are they going to be kind of spur of the moment?
Well, yes, sir. We're going to have preset times. And we're planning to do, at the moment, we're planning to do the pregame show sometime on Wednesday. And then if everything goes as planned, hopefully we'll be doing the halftime show in concert with the opening ceremonies event that's going on Friday.
Ooh.
And we tried really hard to get Justin Timberlake signed up for that that halftime show.
Yeah.
We returned our calls.
Yeah, as long as there are no wardrobe malfunctions, that's my...
Yeah, of course. Yes, sir, of course. And then we were really hoping we're going to try to do the post-game show towards the end of the competition. I know we're just trying to, you know, make sure our travel plans, getting home
on
Sunday, all mesh before we solidify that one. But we should be doing it sometime towards the end of the competition. So,
and then there will be a, you know, additional kind of spur of the moment, you know, roving reporter kind of moments like we had at Nationals as well.
Very cool. So people, I'm assuming that this all goes out on the ATA Martial Arts official Facebook page, and there will probably be more information on there about specific times for those three scheduled ones. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's 100% correct.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited about this. I'm going to be there, obviously, but I know this year there's a lot of people. It's a new location. Some areas still have some concerns with COVID and things, and there are going to be those people who can't make it or, you know, have never experienced the World Championships before, and I love this as a way to see what's going on, get to kind of feel part of the action. So thank you guys for taking the time and doing this for ATA Nation. Is there anything you want ATA Nation to do specifically during that time if they can't come to Worlds? Just tune in. Will there be opportunities to comment and questions and stuff, I'm sure?
Yeah, I think that we really need, if we have like a call to action, you know, if I know a lot of our international competitors, unfortunately, are not going to be able to make it this year.
Mm.
So, you know, if you know, when people are tuning in and they're watching, you know, if they want to let us know where they're watching from. I think it would be really a cool experience to see, you know, how far the reach of ATA goes.
Yes.
And, you know, how many countries we have logging in to follow along with us. I think that'd be really neat.
I love that idea. That sounds super cool. Real quick, you guys, I'm sure are, getting ready for World Championships. Not only this, but you've got students and stuff. How's the hype at your guys' school?
So far, so good, sir. I know for us, of course, and you're in Indiana, so you're like us, and Phoenix is definitely a flight, not a drive.
Yes, exactly.
And yep. So, you know, I think for us, of course, we have 6 teams that'll be competing in the team TOC for the national title.
That's awesome.
And then we have, I think we have about 17 or 18 people competing for world champ titles. So definitely some hype happening at our school about it. Everybody's pumped. And I know that everybody we all really loved the event when it was in Little Rock, but you know, I think that we really outgrew that facility and we outgrew the area there a long time ago. And it's going to be really, really awesome to see everybody in a new facility and all the excitement that goes along with Phoenix.
Along those same lines, you know, it was in Little Rock, it was really hard for us. You know, knowing that some of our students would be competing in a completely different room.
Oh, yeah.
And we would have no idea what was happening. So we're very excited about, you know, a facility large enough that everything is kind of in the same area. And you know, it's a little bit more accessible.
I love that. I mean, that's awesome because really just moving back and forth, you know, trying to watch people. I got people in different rings downstairs. You got to run upstairs. It was kind of a pain. And I personally, I was talking to Chief Master Cole the other day, and I'm thrilled about getting to sit in the Gaten Garden in October and not July. So
yes, sir. I'm there with you.
I have no problem with that. I am looking currently. I've added Phoenix to my weather app, and it's only 100 degrees right now there today. So it's a little cooler day. It looks like this week in Little Rock, they are going to hit only double digits at some point this week. So yeah, I'm excited.
Well, it's a dry heat in Phoenix.
That's what they say. I'm excited. I'm super thrilled. You know, Chief Master Babin's been doing some amazing videos we've plugged on here to show off the Phoenix area. You know, just the amount of restaurants so close. I'm really excited about not having to stand in a giant line to wait to get some food between seminars and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, and you know, of course, we're all really busy at National or at Worlds, and in Phoenix, I'm guessing hopefully there'll be more options open a little later.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. Everything shuts down at 9. You're done.
Yes, sir. I love some of those options in downtown Little Rock. Some really cool places. But sometimes they all close a little early.
Yes, sir. No, I'm with you. I'm thrilled to go to Little Rock this fall, and I'm really excited to hit Phoenix up in a couple weeks. So if those in ATA Nation, if you guys aren't going to Phoenix, make sure you turn those notifications on for the ATA's Facebook page. That way you never miss one of those live videos as they go on over World Championships. So Senior Master and Master Pavlik, I want to thank you for your time today.
Of course, sir. Thank you for having us.
Certainly. And we will see you in I do it every time. We will see you in Phoenix.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Want to thank the Pavliks again for their generous time in doing that interview with us. They are going to be great co-hosts as well as the other hosts on the ATA Nation Network. Now, it has just been added on atamartialarts.com. If you go to the event section, scroll down to Worlds, you can click on the ATA Nation Network. And let's give you a rundown of what is going on. You want to plan these for your calendar if you're not going to be there or if you're not going to be there early. The pregame show is going to go on Wednesday, July 28th at 10 a.m. Okay, so these are going to be on Facebook Live. You want to make sure that you check them out. The halftime show is going to be on Friday, July 30th, immediately following the opening ceremonies. So make sure you check out the opening ceremonies and then stay online for the halftime show. And then finally, the post-game show will be on Sunday, August 1st, after the competition. So stay tuned to the AATA Martial Arts Facebook page. Make sure you turn those notifications on so you can see when they're going live. You get that buzz, you get that notification right away so that you can see these awesome broadcasters and martial artists talking all about the world championships. So the pregame show, the halftime show, the postgame show, and then of course things will be going on throughout the event as well, where they'll be popping in and interviewing different people and talking about the events that have been going on. Guys, world championships, we've waited so long. I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. I know I'm personally super excited to see my ATA family. It's going to be awesome. Now, that being said, because ATA World Championships will be so awesome, we will probably have a week or two break from the podcast as I recover from all the awesomeness before we get back to the show. So I can't promise that it'll be 1 week or 2 weeks. We will not have a podcast episode the week of World Championships. Probably not the week after either. That just depends. I'm looking at getting a bunch of interviews and talking to a bunch of people at World Championships. So I hope to get you that info right away onto the podcast. But you never know. A week away, I got to decompress a little bit from all the awesomeness. But we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Tune in online if you're not going to be there. If you're going to be there, make sure you, if you see me, stop, say, "Hey, sir, I listen to the podcast." Hopefully you're an insider. If you're not, 260-250-3975. I'm going to be trying to get some selfies with all the insiders, posting them on our Instagram page. I want to see you guys. Stop me, say hi, correct me on saying the names if I said them wrong, which I'm sure I have. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up our show. What an awesome time we're going to have at Worlds. Again, if you're going to miss it, make sure you tune in to the Facebook page, because you're going to want to see these events. You're going to want to see what's going on and make plans to attend in 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're out there taking action, especially at World Championships.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Did I mention I'm excited about Worlds? Oh, I'm so excited about Worlds. I haven't got to have Worlds for, like, I've been going to Worlds straight for, oh man, like 22, 25 years, something like that. Yeah, probably like 25 years. And last year I missed it. And so I can't wait. I'm going to do, what do I got? Tuesday, all day, I've got senior mastership training, which is going to be a lot of fun. The schedule looks great. Wednesday, I'm going to be doing combat stick training. I'm going to be doing the color belt weapons training. I'm a little bummed that I'm going to miss the ATA Thrive. That's super awesome. But I got to do my senior mastership training, so I'll skip that for that. And, then I'm sure I'll be judging. We got the international testing. We've got top 10 or tournament of champions, opening ceremonies. It's just going to be a packed week, and it's in a new location. I'm super excited about this new location. Everything in the same room. Ugh, it's going to be a blast. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of excited. Hopefully we'll see you guys there. Later, guys.